Okay, for the record, after Nancy, we're going to have John, Bernie, Jane, Fernando. Is John still here?
No, John Langer.
That's what I said. John, Bernie, Jane.
John Split.
No, John Langer. Bernie, Jane, Fernando. Then I asked if Jonathan was still here, and I knew he's not. So after John, after Fernando will be Eve.
They said they have their names on
the bottom.
Okay, the end of the list. For reference, from now on, we're going to do Nancy, John Wenger, Bernie, Jane Taylor, Jenny Taylor, Fernando, Eve, Harrison, Lerner, Israel, and Carol in that order.
And where are we time wise?
Wait a minute, I'm responding to my chair right now. What time is it, please?
It's 10 after.
Are we at 15?
No, we're not. We have got about 4 minutes left.
Okay.
Since I made a list, I forgot one person after. I'm sorry.
Where does she go?
She's on the front.
We won't have time for her. We only have time for about 3 more comments.
All of your carrying on. I think you have time for this.
Okay, well, only if you want us to not vote on the resolutions to take on the motion, the unifying motions.
We'll make it clear that if okay. I'm wrong, how do I get to her?
Continue, please.
I wanted to speak to something that Tom Cavarella stopped to earlier. I read the letter from Dan Coughlin, I think regarding the July 13th, 14th, the sense that the management of the station should be consulting the lab for changes. And I'm just sort of disturbed that it was until October 5th. Another letter had to be written to reinstate it, and I'd like to know what happened in the interim.
It wasn't, the wording was not consulting. Where is that memo? But anyway, I'll respond to you afterward. Please continue with the comments. And not that one.
I just wanted to invite everybody to a real-time discussion of the IPMB special meeting. I've established some chat channels, 13 of them so far. Not getting too much action yet, but it's a Field of Dreams thing. Eventually, I built it and the people will come. Eva said she's going to broadcast the IPMB meetings in their entirety. Is that correct, Eva? And I'm really pleased to hear that. And I hope that includes the extensions, because they're going to run late too, so just plan on the extensions if you would, or at least be prepared for that. I'm going to be online, and I'll be there to discuss in real time that stuff. And by IRC, you just sit at your computer and just type, just conversations by typing. And it's totally free, and the instructions are on my website. I've announced that. I'll send out an email if you give me an email list to send it for the appropriate announcements. I'm just on a few lists, but not enough lists, evidently. And the other comment is that IRC, Internet Relay Chat, can be used for all sorts of things. We could have virtual meetings. We could have virtual bylaws conventions. We could, you guys could have a meeting with regard to discussing these motions on IRC by just talking, because you just chat, you just type back and forth. And with regard to the unifying motions, I think it's a good idea to do, and you should find a way to do it, even if you have to do it by telephone conversation. Because otherwise the IPMB is going to roll over us.
And it's a good idea to have listener call-ins in between the time.
Are we through?
We've got time for one more.
Time for one more. Who's on the list? Bernie.
Go ahead.
Okay. First, I want to apologize for my previous stand at the microphone. I know it sounded pretty outrageous, but you really need to understand that I agree with what many people have said here before about the importance of programming councils and what it means politically for the station. And it is the essence of the mission of Pacifica. And that's why I think when I counted up the amount of time left on the agenda, I saw that we weren't going to reach it tonight, and that's why I got overexcited. So I apologize for that. I hope we'll reach it tonight here at this meeting. I see that people are shortening their presentations, and I really appreciate that. And I hope that's done in the with the knowledge that we need to get to program council. So after this listener comment is over, I hope people will continue to keep their comments short on the board. I wanted to say something about program committees right now, because the issue of micromanaging has come up more than once, and as you can easily see in this Leslie's proposal, all of these preview, review, so-called powers, which are really principles. They're not any explicated powers here. They're statements of principle, and they all relate to station policy and the Pacific Commission. So obviously, they are not have anything to do with micromanaging. These are principled policy statements, and I endorse Leslie's proposal 100%. I hope the board will do so also.
Lydia?
I wanted to ask for an extension of the time. Everybody who's in line has never spoken, and it's incorrect to stop my question. And this will substitute the time at the end. Okay, well, some of the lab time is going to be to vote on what we're going to take to national. Do you want to, how many people are in favor of not having the unity proposal?
This is part of the comments. These people have
no, I'm not voted. Objecting to it. Well, I'm having a conversation.
Okay, we concur.
So,
just go ahead. Whoever was.
Where we're taking the sense of the lab era, are we okay with extending the time, and if so, how much? So we have someone who's doing time agent.
No, you were part of it.
Well, sure enough, what do you mean wasting? We're in process.
It's 12 minutes.
It would take wasting trying to deal with this.
For everyone to speak, would take another 15 minutes. Should we take 15 minutes?
That's the question. 15 minutes?
Please, it's important because many of
those in favor on the board.
That's fine.
Just know we those in favor on the board at 5 o'clock.
That's all I'm saying.
Let's move.
Let's move instead of waiting.
Go ahead, start.
Go.
Okay.
My name is Janie Taylor. Give my time to Esther.
No, Esther is on the list.
No.
She's on the list.
No, we're not doing that.
She's on the list already.
Well, I just wanted to add some more information to the report earlier about the yesterday for the fund drive. And the reason that was proposed, and it was proposed by the staff, was to save some of the staff's jobs and to prevent some of the hours being cut from the staff. We also proposed to have an extra fundraiser, community event, a concert, something like that. And then at the last resort, staff was willing to donate their hours to other members so that they could maintain their jobs. And we do believe in process, but we would like to have the process include these people who have since been cut, and we welcome a democratic process to KPFK. We want input, we want program councils, we want transparency, we want to save the station. I don't think you'll find more dedicated staff. I mean, it was like when people were willing to donate hours to other people, it's like giving blood to an emergency situation. And I think we're often portrayed as being whiny, and I feel that's unjust. I think people put in a lot of hours, and they're really dedicated to the mission. Hello, my name is Eve Argett. I'm the webmaster, temporary employee. I started as a listener. I was a huge fan of KPFK. I volunteered my hours 15 hours a week until position or need opened up. The former webmaster went upstairs to archives, and I was blessed with this position. Extremely grateful for the opportunity. It's been a great learning experience. Having a paid position there enabled me to stay there, else I would have had to leave. My job is now posted. I'm applying for my position. I just want to say I'm extremely grateful for the hiring and firing freeze. However, the damage has been done. We've lost an assistant program director, volunteer coordinator, and production assistant. Some of the most hardworking, experienced, and passionate people at the station. They are the employees that volunteered unpaid hours. Were extremely dedicated, showed up at lab meetings, our lab rep we lost. Some of the most versatile, dedicated, and skilled people I've met at the station. These employees were major players in numerous successful fund drives. Now we're coming up on another fund drive, and we don't have them.
I feel that it's detrimental to the health of the station that they're not there at the fund drive, and I just look forward to the lab coming up with solutions with the staff to keep talented people there. Thank you.
My name is Lerner. With respect to the bylaws programming, I believe that the dispute with Sonali over the name KPFK matters has been resolved, and I appreciate that. Thank you. However, we still have a problem. The KPFK management has neglected to schedule bylaws programming for 2 weeks in this crucial period. The interim program director, Corey Dubin, has neglected to return phone calls or acknowledge receipt of proposals for almost 3 weeks now. For the last week, all attempts to contact the general manager in Georgia have been unsuccessful. This situation is completely unacceptable, and I'm requesting this problem be remedied immediately.
That is absolutely correct.
In Leslie's motion, the diversity requirements, all elected bodies have a minimum of 50% women. This mandates that men are always in the minority, and I object.
Yeah.
Aside from this, I appreciate all the good work that you've done, Leslie, and I applaud your otherwise very excellent proposal.
My name is Esther Manila. As most of you know, I just recently resigned from KPFK, and it's a decision I've made on principle. I'm not going to go into all the reasons why I did this, but I just want to speak for the record, despite all the rumors and accusations in the HSA. For the record, I'm not a Shubite, so please stop referring me as a Shubite. I came in under Shub, yes, it's true, I was hired by him, but I was incredibly politically naive at the time, and I didn't know how bad it was. I didn't know the extent of it, and by the time I realized it, change was already around the corner. Another reason why I'm leaving is because the staff is viewed as being obstructionist, and that's not the case. And before I go, I just want you guys to know this. Some of those reasons are some rumors about me not handing over the keys immediately to our permanent manager. And at the time when she was hired, there was a lot of allegations about her background, allegations that were never revealed to members of the GM search committee. There was no clarity. There was nothing. No communication was being done. I confided into members of the GM search committee who, had Dave Verdig, who's a national member, and he jokingly said to me, "Oh yeah, just they were all empathetic about my reluctance and my hesitation. I think all of you in the position that I was in would be." I'm going to go past the time, and I'm sorry.
I move that we give her 2 more minutes.
No problem. Yes.
Anyways, I took the steps needed at the time, and I thought I called an emergency GM search committee. And then we talked about all of these allegations and stuff. And then we finally heard word from Dan Coughlin about some of these allegations. So I just want to say that. And then there was, during my tenure as a PD, I was claimed to be another obstructionist by not moving forward on the race and bylaws, the race and diversity and the bylaws issues. The race and diversity, I confided into Eva, and I asked her, what should I do about this? How should we move forward? And it was sort of postponed. We were waiting to hear from National. There was all this stuff coming in. There was all this pressure from everywhere. And in the bylaws, I do not oppose to the 2 hours of mandated programming happening. What I opposed to was it being done in a way that was intently done to get Ian Masters off the air and Mark Cooper off the air. That's what I objected to. And my final reason for finally giving in my resignation was because recently, to echo what Jenny and Eve said about these, there was going to be budget cuts and the staff quickly convened. We proposed a few solutions that they already mentioned, and they were taken, and they're in the process of being implemented. But yet, these cuts are still happening, and they're done. They're happening already. And I don't understand how these decisions could be made, considering KPFK is approaching another fund run and the studio construction just began. I don't understand why management couldn't postpone this decision, at least until fund run is over. That would allow us to revisit and reassess our budget. This decision has led to my resignation and also to the resignation of Kayla O'Connor, our volunteer coordinator. I am thankful that Fred has offered his services to KPFK, and I hope that the internal problems that exist can be resolved so we can all work together productively in the spirit of our mission. I also ask the lab to meet with staff and management. There is serious dialogue and healing needed here as well. There's too much hearsay and rumors floating around, and no member of the lab should have to worry about being seen with members of staff. Collectively, we should all be able to be seen together. We are all in this together. On July 12th, I was fired for requesting accountability from National, accountability that was denied to me and essentially all of Pacifica. I stand here today, several months later, still requesting accountability. We, staff, lab, management, we should all be accountable to KPFK and Pacifica to ensure that we are, in fact, practicing what we preach and fulfilling our mission to the best of our availability. I am also pleased to see that a personnel committee is developed to ensure that workplace democracy exists at KPFK. But this needs to be done in a transparent manner between the lab personnel committee and at least those staff members involved. Otherwise, it appears as though there's nothing being done and it's all just a facade. The initiatives of collectives and program councils, training programs, they all need to be better developed. These internal structures need to be in place and they need to continue. On a final note, I want to say thank you for allowing the opportunity to be employed at KPFK, despite all the hardships we've undergone together. I'll always be eternally grateful. I too came in as a listener, and I'm not quitting KPFK. You know, I'm still very much devoted to KPFK and its mission. I just can't continue to be in the belly of the beast anymore. It pains me dearly. I will continue to volunteer and do whatever I can for KPFK. And on a final note, I just want to ask that we stop this internal fighting and start healing, and we start practicing what we preach. Thank you.
Representatives on the production programming director search committee, I have a problem with this deadline, which is only like 2 weeks away, because of all this turmoil with the station, we're among the staff, between the staff and the management, budgetary problems, a paid mediator, all this going on. It just seems like I just have a problem, and I'd like to get some comments from the lab and the listeners.
May I ask, are you saying that you believe there's a two-week time frame?
I don't want to rush to judgment.
Well, no, my question was going to be, you referred to a two-week timeline for
choosing...
Well, my question is, you referred to a two-week timeline for choosing the program director? What was your reference to the 2 weeks?
I said it's about a couple of weeks or so.
October 20th is the deadline.
And there's no program council in place.
Uh-huh.
There's turmoil in the station.
Right.
I'm hearing budgetary problems.
Yeah, but my comment.
We're supposed to
hire
somebody.
No.
Can we interact after the listeners finish?
Pardon me?
Is that not
clear?
We'll respond after the listeners finish.
Oh, I thought she asked for it.
No. Yes, well, she can. But
right, well,
afterward, yes. Does she like comment or not?
No
comment. I was just going to take a second to say that I hope that you will consider program councils quickly. But unfortunately, there were a couple of comments made prior to my getting here on the KPFK Matters show that I think I should clarify. Part of the reason that no one got back to us at KPFK Matters last week was the fact that Lerner himself was a little bit dropped the ball in getting in touch with the station. And I also want to comment on Esther's remark about KPFK Matters. I'm reluctant to get into the middle of an argument here. And I want to make plain that workplace democracy is absolutely essential. But on the other hand, control over programming is also essential, and I believe it's a conflict of interest for staff to be involved in that way. But I want to say that as far as I know, KPFK Matters has never mentioned any other program or programmers in a positive or a negative way. And although that's not true of some other programmers who have, in fact, mentioned on there that they were opposed to and stuff about KPFK matters. And that's all I have to say. Thanks.
I want to reiterate what Harrison just said. Although I wasn't here for Lerner's comments, I just want to say that Lerner actually, specifically regarding last week and the fact that we have not had the KPFK Matters program on, there's been slightly a lot of things going on at the station recently in the last few weeks. Lerner did drop the ball. He's not the only one in our production team who has. But even though I wasn't here for his comments, I was told that he basically blamed last week's situation on Eva. I do not think that's completely correct. There have been times when our production team has not heard back from management in a timely manner regarding scheduling our program, although there are other elements involved, and especially the staff concerns that was made very clear at the very first production team meeting with staff, and staff was not very happy with us being inserted in any highly rated slot. Regarding Esther's comments about us targeting Ian Masters on the program, this is absolutely false, completely false. There are a number of us who specifically want Ian removed from the air, but we have never used the program and would not use the program to generate that campaign, that kind of campaign. We believe the issue of programming decisions should be dealt with in a structural way, and that's why we're pushing for empowered programming councils that are elected by listeners. My proposal states that the station board itself be programming councils and that it have override power over general managers regarding scheduling and programming decisions. So again, I'm very concerned with the misrepresentation of our program by Lerner and the misstatement by Esther about our program and our intention in the program.
Okay, may I ask that the lab respond very, very briefly? We then have to go to vote to everything that was in the first 7 items of this agenda and then clearly make some decisions about the very few minutes left and set some dates for some rather emergency board meetings.
Am I not on the list?
You came afterward. You gave your time to Esther. Don was going to respond to something, and Tom was going to respond to something. Marty has her hand up, and then if we can just be very brief, okay?
Well, I just wanted to read.
And then we're going
to discuss our time. Carol, I think all of us in the search committees are actually working in reality time. You do not have a time frame. I mean, we do not even have our entire search committee for news director formulated yet. We don't have at-large seated. So any suggestion that we could rush this and meet an artificial deadline is wrong. We need to work as hard as we can, as timely as we can, but the quality of the work is more important than any timeline. And frankly, the news director, that's all I can speak for here, the news director search committee will not be probably announcing our finalists until probably late in October if we can do that.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. I don't know who imposed it on you.
Okay, Marty's going to respond to that after Farrah. Go ahead.
I'm not talking. No.
Marty?
As a coordinator of the Program Director Search Committee, we voted and discussed at length that we will not go forward with a finalist panel until we have finalists we have confidence in. So we are aiming for that date, but we will not go forward if we're not ready for it.
Tom?
Yes, I need to clear up a misconception that Sherna and several people seem to have regarding PAC and the Unity proposal. At the time that we were at that convention and we needed to do something with the Unity that we did have, many people came up to PAC and said, we'd like to put this on PAC's proposal. I said, this would be suicide. The KPFK Margolo one was on the matrix. The PAC was not. Therefore, it was imperative we put it with one that would be on the matrix. That was the deal. I was not This was not in spite or anything. Everyone knew that we were going to put it on Margulies and that PAC was going to present theirs also. Please do not say that we are not for unity. I participated in that whole thing. Everybody knows that. It was at my house at 4 o'clock in the morning. We sent that proposal to Washington, D.C. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
Okay, Eva, and do you have a comment?
Yeah.
Okay, then Eva, and then Sarah, and then myself.
I have a couple of comments I would like to once and for all clarify some accusations here. About the bylaws problem, the committee has once again changed the contact person. I've been in contact with Raphael over the last couple of weeks consistently. And I will talk to Corey about not getting back to the committee. But also the bylaws program, the KPFK bylaws program that happened on the morning show, I was not even aware that the committee was involved with that until I received the complaint. And I don't know if I should talk about the budget right now, but some things with regard to the budget, reasons why the budget is in trouble now is that there's been no fiscal discipline over the last year at KPFK. Some of the things that happened was in the time when Roy Hurst and Esther was part of the intervention team, they overspent $40,000 on the transmitter project, which was supposed to be part of the studio project that we're currently doing. Several positions were brought on over and above the budget, and the way money has been spent during the last year is some of the reasons why we're today having problems with the budget. So I want to clarify that we're trying to come into compliance with the budget and make sure that we get out of the crisis mode. On the bylaws program, when the board mandated the program, at the time Esther Manier was interim PD, refused to work on the bylaws program. That is how I ended up with the committee. With regards to race and diversity programming, when I addressed it right after the national board meeting, she had refused to do anything about the
national. Wait, I respond to that.
Can I finish?
I
have not interrupted her.
Please, she did not interrupt you. Let her finish, and then any of these side discussions, an argument, can happen after we have to get out of here. Because I have to make a proposal about continuing the rest of this agenda on an emergency basis another day this week before we go to IPG, so please.
Accountability about the loan to Pacifica. I had refused to make this loan available to Pacifica unless Yasin could give me something in writing. At that time, I made the loan available. Contrary to the $110,000 that were loaned to National before I came in, for which there's no guarantee to be paid back. No, I am sorry, but you know what? I am continuously being attacked and accused of things where I am never allowed to respond, so I just want to clarify these issues. And I'm asking that you allow me that process because everybody.
Right. Eva, just continue, but keep it very brief.
Workplace democracy, you know, the staff within the bargaining unit, there's a union, they need to make use of the union process because the workplace democracy for them is that process with the union to ensure that the workers' rights are protected. With regard to the proposals that were made by staff, we have accepted all of the proposals with regards to budget, but you have to have the money in the previous year's income before you can put it in the budget. We have also said that the budget, they will submit a revision of the budget in December to the national board meeting. And I think this is most of the things I want to respond to. I think you responded to PD deadline.
Oh, yes, she did. Okay, thank you. And the only thing that I want to clarify is that memo back in July refers to policies regarding any major changes in programming format. There haven't been policies developed, nor a programming council, nor a PD hire. So that's, and this is about policy, not about the program changes themselves at this time. Okay, now we have to consider what we're, Farah, and then we have to consider the timeline and see how we're going to find a resolution to continuing the agenda at another time. Obviously, we have to be out of here by 5. Farah?
You know, it's unfortunate that we sit here all of a sudden. Eva, I'm critical of the way you started. A lot of issues. You put a lot of issues in a short few minutes, and a lot of it now have created questions that need clarification, and this was a moment for everybody to be able to speak. This to me, is a way of creating negativity and do not let issues get resolved, and that's what we were trying to do here. As far as the issue of, you know, I like to, again, because we stopped the personnel committee, we tabled their resolution, and here the issues that Eva has brought up, a lot of them are related to what they were trying to bring, I think, and which means, you know,
it wasn't voted on, it was simply tabled. We didn't have
the
before us.
And now Eva is bringing a lot of issues that are not completely explainable about the budget, and like you made a statement about, see, look at this statement. She goes,
okay,
Esther was the manager, $40,000.
We have 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm 2 minutes, but you know, she
went on. I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to
me, and I
no, the way the sentences are put together. When Esther and somebody else, I keep forgetting, Roy Hirsch, were manager, there was a shortfall of $40,000. Number one, somebody must have been advising the station, or that's what I told from the National when these people were running the station. It wasn't them. They wouldn't write checks like that. But when Eva made a statement like this, it as if they made this mistake. Okay, my time is
up. Yes,
thank you. But I'm saying these kind of statements are the damaging statements.
Okay, now, so I'm going to move because there's no way that we can meet in a meaningful way because we don't have like instant democracy. We don't want to promote that. That in a meaningful way that we can consider any of the remaining agenda items or even vote on the ones that we were supposed to vote on for the first seven agenda items. Dave, do we have the means by which we can continue a meeting during the week without violating the two-week notification, given the constraint that we have for the IPMB next weekend? Don?
Well, it is absolutely necessary for us to deal with this issue. I mean,
which issue are you talking about?
I'm talking
we have half
about
a dozen.
The program, the issue of the program council. Yeah.
Program.
The
yeah.
Program.
Well, no, I'm not saying we haven't even voted on the unity proposal. I mean, we have to be at the IPMB next week, and we have not voted on that. We had tabled it for after listener comment.
No, I understand. That's what I'm saying.
Right, right. And then there's also going to be the program council larger discussion, and the rest of all I'm saying is the rest of the agenda. Is there the means by which we can? David is nodding his head. Yes. Could you speak? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Can we just
right.
continue the same meeting, and can we get a consensus on the left?
Ask the listeners.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I wanted to know if we could do that. So what I'm going to recommend to this board is that we do exactly that, that we go into recess until, what is the day that we can all meet this week? I propose
not
this
one.
That's what I was going to propose. Okay. Not Wednesday. How about Tuesday?
I'm going to pull a Bernie. I really...
Okay,
object.
You have to use the mic.
I really object. Now, if I'm going to do it humbly, Bernie, I have to say this is an outrage.
Stipulated.
I think what Darn was trying to do was enable us to see if in the next 10 minutes we can agree on Leslie's proposal. And if Dave can go with fettered or unfettered heart, I do not give a shit if it's fettered or unfettered, if you will go and represent us. And if you cannot, that you agree to a procedure where what is decided upon can be represented. I will reiterate once again, this lab has never discussed the issue of the power of the station board, but you are willing to go and represent that. And I'm asking that you listen, that you take a vote, that you go with the process that Don is recommending, there is a motion before you, and then you move on it.
Yeah, if I could address that just briefly. First of all, I think the real problem that we run into here is we don't have conversations. We have yelling matches. We have speech.
And
we have yelling matches like that. I think that's the kind of problem that we run into.
First of all, there's a motion on the table. Okay, the motion on the table is first of all, and then we can say what we're going to discuss on that recess meeting, is first of all to continue this meeting because we have a host of agenda items, and then we can go back to how far we can get. Okay, to continue this meeting, have a recess between now and a date that I need some consensus on for this week before the IPMB meeting.
I am making that motion. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Okay, now, what day?
I want to speak to it.
No, we haven't done a date yet. I'm floating days. Okay. And, okay, let's start. Let's just start during the week, okay? How many people can do it Wednesday? Marty said she cannot.
We have a search committee.
Yeah, we have a search committee.
You have a search committee. Okay, forget. Okay, how about Tuesday?
Monday.
Tuesday?
How about Monday?
No, Monday the Peace Center is not available.
Thursday?
No, it's
What do you mean it's too late? We don't fly out till Saturday.
I can't be there on Thursday.
You can't be. Leslie can't be there on Thursday. Hold on a second. Okay, can we have Marty, can you count, please? Okay, you count better than I can. How many can do it on Tuesday?
One, two. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for Tuesday.
No. Can anyone do it tomorrow?
No. No, there's a demo.
Oh, okay, the Africa demo.
No. What about Monday?
Monday,
you can't do it at the Peace Center. Somebody else would have to find a venue.
What about late tomorrow?
How about
Monday the 7th?
How many did you have for Tuesday?
8.
Monday
for
the
education.
Monday sounds pretty decent. We can get a place.
Okay,
how many for Monday?
Okay, how many for Monday?
Monday.
One.
If you can make it for Monday, that looks like the date.
Okay,
one,
Monday.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
David,
you were
going to
do it? You were
going to
cancel it anyway?
No.
Okay.
Let's have Monday.
Wait. Development Search Committee would hereby have to be postponed. Development Search Committee, so those who are present, is everyone present here? Will you contact them and postpone it? Okay.
So Monday again, I need another count.
It's everybody.
Veronica can't come.
Okay, well, who cannot come on Monday? That would be easier. Who cannot come on Monday? Veronica.
What? Everybody else could come on Monday.
David says he can't.
I'm going to Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
What day can you be there, Dave?
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Lydia,
can we vote on her resolution after? But we have 15 more minutes.
We have to set the meeting.
We have to have a continuation. There's only one left.
We have
one left.
Because there's other agenda
items
we need to do.
Okay.
But we can leave those for the rest.
But
we have to set the meeting.
Okay, then let's formally vote on what we agree on in the resolution, which are the items. It has nothing to do with the wording before. It's not the whole resolution.
We discussed it now.
You just want a binding vote on what we did the straw poll on? Okay. Okay. Diversity requirements. What do you mean the straw vote on the other items? What are you proposing?
We want the program council included as a whole proposal.
As a vote right now?
But we didn't have the meeting.
Why? We're gonna continue this meeting on Monday.
So it's out of the way.
Well, no, because David Kurdick says he can't be there.
We already did a straw vote to see where it stood. Okay, let's do that. Who wants to take a final vote on the whole proposal right now on the left? I have to get a straw vote just on that.
I have one. I one. You know, we've already passed four of them. On the program committee, I have one point I wanted to discuss, and therefore, just to go to a vote. It's not.
Discussion, and we can go to a vote on the program committee, and then the whole thing could be approved.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. 5 minute discussion, but somebody time it. If we do not finish the discussion in 5 minutes, and if we are not ready for a vote in 5 minutes, it will be continued as the meeting is continued.
Okay. Now people are going to
hear me in this campus. They've never kicked us out. They've never failed us in their time.
Oh yes, they have. I have been kicked out. Not only that, but our welcome is getting wearing down a little bit thin. They don't want to give us this room as often. They're trying to put us in other rooms because, of course, we use it absolutely almost like every single week, and we have run into time problems before.
Okay, people are going to kill me because I know that people think that everyone's on the same page. I'm looking at the wording here, not for now, but in future generations when program councils look at the wording. And here's how I could vote for this very, very easily. The wording in the second line, to preview program changes. If we could be clear that is, I believe Sherna and others said, on a quarterly basis,
right.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, the thing that I'm afraid of here, and I'm very sympathetic to a staff inside the station, program director, GM, working on changes, many of these changes that are happening on a day-to-day basis I support at the present time, and we've heard some. If we could say, because when you say preview programming changes, it suggests that if the staff and management want to make a program change, it must be previewed. I mean, it's a little bit confusing to me. So if we could change with the responsibility to, I mean, how do you preview program changes that, you know?
Can I clarify for you?
To preview, if you want to have preview in here, to preview programming changes on a quarterly basis or something to indicate that it's not day-to-day micromanaging of program changes, but it's, and I don't know how you preview changes 4 months away, but anyway, if people want that wording, I would have to have it clarified so that no one in a future program committee comes to the JPM and comes back. I'm only having 20 more minutes. Okay.
You accept the friendly amendment?
I haven't heard an amendment.
Yeah.
He says on a quarterly basis.
I'm trying to get away from the day-to-day reviewing or previewing
I just said, yes, I accept that as a friendly amendment in my most unfriendly voice.
I want to thank my colleague from California.
So the wording is to a quarterly preview. To preview program changes.
I will get it to you. We've got 2.5 minutes left.
Dawn said to bring it into a quarterly basis, so it's not a day-to-day micromanaging. And it would be inserted after
the preview. I have to clarify.
Or just a preview.
No one on this board believes, I hope, that the management and staff would have to wait for a quarter to expire before they could make the changes. In other words, they could make changes, but then in the coming period, they would review that.
Yes.
Very obvious to us, but I'm thinking of future generations.
By the way, when someone says something and then they have to say, well, what I meant to say was, well, then they should have said it right the first place. And I think that the problem here is there's a lot of ambiguity in the proposal. It can be hammered up and ironed up. But preview means preview, not close to you. And that's the problem with the language. I didn't mean to be clear.
Okay, so let's move this to a vote. We're just voting on that.
I have something here. My understanding when we're first doing this is that the program committee was supposed to review policy. And be advisory to the station board.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
Policy is different because that is the overall thing.
But and isn't that the wording that originally from the unity? From the unity.
So it should be responsibility to preview programming policy changes.
Okay.
Right. Right. You're correct.
No, that's not what it says.
That's not what.
Review changes with respect to policy and mission.
Yeah,
it's not to just to review policy.
But the distinction is policy versus specific programs.
Right, exactly.
At the Unity Commission, that was, my understanding was it was about the committee's role with respect to policy. Is that what's being proposed?
If it is, it's unclear in the wording. That's the whole point.
At the Unity Convention, it was they were going to be assisting in creating the policy or actually writing the policy and then reviewing the programs to see if it was in accordance with the policy and the mission. So it's worded well right now, and with the one friendly amendment that Don suggested about quarterly basis, we're not dealing with micromanagement. We're dealing with.
Where's John Markowitz?
We're dealing with changes with respect to the policy and the mission.
John, are you the only one who taped the on the Sunday, the second day of the convention? Are you the only one that had a tape recorder? So many issues have come up about what the final presentation was in terms of just the wording. It becomes important. Okay. Right. So I would submit that we vote on this in principle. And then see if we can get a recording audio tape of this wording.
You say the program committees be advisories to the station board. There's a power to advise the board. Otherwise, you're going to have two power centers, and it's going to be a meltdown. So it should be the program committees be advisory to the station board. That's PAC.
No, well, no, we can't do that. The unity.
The only. Of the lab, composed of half lab and half other listeners.
But see, my problem continues to be with the unity proposal is that everybody articulates it differently, and I want to know what slightly differently and it's meaningful. You just articulated the way I understood it, but that's not the issue. The issue is
who articulated it differently.
Rafael, say it, please.
No. Because we're talking about, I just said, she just added it was a subcommittee of the lab. That's not in here. Slight differences, important nuances like with about the policies and so forth. My question is, I don't understand is why, since this is a continuing meeting, why we cannot consider this on Monday.
This is just on principle. You're voting on the language before you, not what happened before. But on the language before you, and it's a statement of principle. It's not a statement of detail.
But you are presenting it as a unity proposal from, you know, that's what's giving it the weight.
Right.
Okay, fine. Then if we're not doing it, then we're working with the language, and I still don't understand why we can't finish the consideration on Monday. Go ahead.
Well, my concern
is it a subcommittee of the lab or not?
It is called a programming committee. It's obviously a committee of some body. I presumed it was apparent that that would be the lab. If it's not, we can add that.
It's not apparent.
And if it is a subcommittee, nothing that
it is not a subcommittee, it's a committee.
If it's a committee of the board, then anything that they come up with has to be approved and voted on by the whole board, and then it has weight.
Right.
Okay.
Can we get that?
All of that
as
language?
Agreements. Can you put on those areas of agreements? There are some areas of agreements already in that.
I would accept as a friendly amendment the wording that program committees of the lab comprised of at least one half, not et cetera.
Great. Can we call a vote?
Okay. All those in favor of with that friendly amendment? In favor of that section, didn't we?
One person.
We already agreed on all the others.
We agreed the other, we just have to
now,
make sure.
May I just ask
a
clarification? Was my to preview
yes.
programming
yes.
on
yes.
a quarterly
yes.
basis?
Yes, that was
yes.
added.
Yes.
All right, put your hands up again.
I'm sorry. This is not a
good thing. Okay. Right. Okay, now the other question is we have to take, everyone listen up, we have to take a quick vote to see if all the previous straw votes are binding.
Marky?
All those in favor of the previous, all the previous straw votes binding on the other. And then as a point of clarification is that the lecturer will also be there. I do not have any problem whatsoever just articulating exactly those points as, because what this is as a result of a lab vote, so it will be, you know, presented regardless, okay, regardless of debate. The next meeting will be Monday, 7 p.m. somewhere. Hopefully the Peace Center will be available, and Dave Furtick has another comment, and we have to be out of here at 5, because the staff, you know, it's out of consideration for the staff that has to leave at 5. We made them stay over before.
I just want to say to those who are concerned about whether or not I will represent the lab, I dare say you'll be unable to identify any instance where I have failed to do so in terms of what I've been instructed to do relative to the advisory board. Some of you may not know that I've been a listener activist for a couple of years here. I was very well aware of the prior county directors and the prior advisory board members. I won't take it personally that you suspect I'm an asshole and a pig, but I hope that you will trust to observe my conduct. I do what I say what I do. I dare say nobody can identify anything contrary to that principle. And thus, I will take these principles forward, and I hope that you all can operate with a little bit of trust and a little bit of cooperation and
we'll discuss the preamble to that on Monday, which is
David,
an important issue that David
raised. I would hope that rather than just